I'm Colin Singer, immigration lawyer and managing partner of immigration.ca. Canada Immigration News Articles, February 2017. Open for high-skilled immigrants: how Canada's technology sector can benefit from the Trump immigration ban. Technology companies have placed themselves at the forefront of the battle against Donald Trump's crackdown on U.S. immigration. Canada looks set to be the chief beneficiary, with the possibility of major firms like Amazon and Google moving large parts of their operations here as immigration worries continue south of the border. And Canada's homegrown technology industry, including household names like Shopify and Hootsuite, are also set to benefit from a large pool of the best and brightest talent looking to move from the United States or switching their focus away from America because of Trump's controversial policies. Already, Amazon is doing what it can to help the legal battle against the Trump administration, while Google took the step of recalling its staff from all over the world in the wake of the immigration executive order. While Canada's politicians, notably Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the new immigration minister Ahmed Hussein, have been strong with words since Trump signed his executive order, there has been little in the way of new policy. The federal government is cautious because of the looming renegotiation of the North American Free Trade Agreement, which President Trump wants to rewrite in favor of the United States. Thousands of Canadian technology companies signed an open letter to the Canadian government, urging them to create a special visa specifically aimed at high-skilled immigrants from the seven countries Trump has targeted. The good news is that a directly applicable program is already on the way in the shape of the Global Skills Visa, which is aimed at bringing in high-skilled foreign workers in just 2 weeks' processing time. This new program will be revealed during the upcoming federal budget, which is set to be tabled later this month. The planned visa we'll also see the creation of a 30-day work permit that can be spread across a year, meaning that companies can bring in workers for shorter stints without the need to reapply for new visas each time. Trump signed an executive order on Friday, January 27th, that placed a temporary ban on entry to the United States for citizens of Iran, Iraq, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. The 90-day ban expires on April 27, 2017, with a view to giving time for the Trump administration to set up its extreme vetting procedures. The order also blocked all refugees from entering the United States for 120 days and blocked the entry of refugees from Syria indefinitely. It also cut by more than half the number of refugees the United States plans to accept this year, from 110,000 to just 50,000. The order even excluded officials with diplomatic credentials from the affected countries. Canadian technology executives say foreign talent is now far more likely to look to Canada over the United States, with some saying they are already fielding calls from interested individuals who are looking to move north. As well, major international corporations are now considering Canada as a better place to expand their businesses instead of the United States. Microsoft already has a significant presence in Vancouver, built because of the ongoing struggle to bring in foreign workers under the United States immigration process. Major technology and medical research firms were already seriously looking to Canada before the Trump executive order, and now they are on the verge of implementing such moves. Canada is already home to established companies for several of the major United States Silicon Valley giants. Google has a staff of 900, up from just 40 in 2006, the majority of them comprising of engineers.
Amazon is always growing its Canadian software development operations, with 500 staff in Vancouver and 400 in Toronto, as well as a recently opened Ottawa office. As well, Thomson Reuters revealed its plan to create 400 high-skilled positions in Toronto with a new downtown technology center.